Chapter 2. The Aunts and Uncles. Mrs. Tulliver's three sisters and their husbands had been invited to Dorlcote Mill for Easter, so Mrs. Tulliver and the servant had spent the week in the kitchen preparing a vast quantity of food to impress them. Aunt Glegg was the first of the aunts to arrive. She was the oldest and was dressed as usual in old clothes that she had mended and altered many times. Aunt Glegg didn't believe in wasting money, unlike Aunt Pullet, who arrived soon after in a fine carriage and elegant clothes. The last aunt to arrive was Aunt Dean, a quiet and respectable woman who had married a rich man. Her pretty daughter, Lucy, was a year younger than Maggie, and both Tom and Maggie were very fond of her. They rushed in to greet her, ignoring their aunts and uncles. The aunts were offended by this behaviour and began to criticise their sister's impolite children. As usual, they also criticised Maggie's appearance, especially her untidy hair. Maggie was angry and rushed upstairs. The aunts agreed that Maggie had all the characteristics of her father's family, and none of their own Dodson family. Tom followed Maggie upstairs and was amazed to find her in her bedroom, cutting off her long hair with a large pair of scissors.
"If I cut it off,"
she explained,
"they won't be able to criticise it any more."
Maggie felt proud and strong, but when Tom laughed at her and told her how silly she looked, she started to cry. She was too ashamed now to go downstairs with him for dinner. After a while, Tom came up again to tell her that she was going to miss the pudding if she didn't come down, and he laughed at her sad face. Maggie couldn't understand how Tom could enjoy his dinner when she was so upset. Why was he so unfeeling? But eventually she came downstairs and went to sit between Lucy and Tom. There was silence as everybody stared at the remains of her hair. Mrs. Tulliver cried out in horror and dropped a spoon into her best dish, breaking it into 100 pieces. The uncles tried to make jokes about the situation, but the aunts were all horrified. Maggie couldn't bear their scrutiny and ran to her father.
"Don't worry about what they say,"
he said kindly.
"I'll take your part. It doesn't matter."
After lunch, Mr. Tulliver announced his plans for Tom's education to the aunts and uncles. Not everybody was enthusiastic.
"Why do you want him to have so much education?" asked Mr. Glegg.
"Private tutors are expensive,"
said Mr. Dean.
"You shouldn't waste your money on such things."
"And some of it's my money anyway,"
added Aunt Glegg.
"Don't forget that I lent you £500, Tulliver. You don't seem to be in a hurry to pay it back. I always said that Sister Bessie married beneath her when she married you."
"My family is as good as yours,"
shouted Mr. Tulliver furiously.
"And there aren't any bad-tempered women in the Tulliver family."
Aunt Glegg stormed out of the house, and the party ended badly. Mr. Tulliver promised himself that he would find the £500 as soon as possible to repay that dreadful woman. Most people thought that Mr. Tulliver had a lot of money, but the truth was that he had not yet repaid the mortgage on the mill, and he was always spending money on expensive lawsuits. He had a good heart and often lent his friends money without any written documents, but he could never bear to insist on getting it back. Now that he was in difficulty, he remembered that his sister and her husband owed him £300. He decided to ride over to their farm that day and ask for the money, but when he saw his sister, Gritty, his heart softened. She and her husband, Mr. Moss, were poor farmers with 8 children. They had many financial problems, and she was exhausted with working and looking after the children. Ignorant of the reason for his visit, she was delighted to see her brother and wanted to hear all about Maggie and Tom. Unlike the Dodson aunts, Mrs. Moss admired Maggie, and she always wanted her to come and visit her cousins.
"I hope that Tom will be a good brother to Maggie, as you have been to me in all my troubles,"
she said, smiling at Mr. Tulliver. Mr. Tulliver knew that after this he could not insist on the money, so he left without it and without any promise of repayment.